Hello, I'm Ronnie Floyd, Senior Pastor of Cross Church. Thank you for tuning in today. Cross Church is a faith family that is passionate about sharing the love of Christ with the people of Northwest Arkansas, Southwest Missouri, America, and even the world. I thank you again for tuning in today. And please know that the entire Cross Church congregation and I invite you to join us in person at one of our 5 regional campuses. Come and be a part of our friendly, compassionate faith family. Go to crosschurch.com to learn more information about our fellowship of believers. Our summer theme is the theme All In. You have heard us talk about that a little bit over the last several weeks. While I'm not going to speak about the summer specifically today, I am going to give to you one of the reasons we chose that theme, because I want to build today a biblical foundation of understanding. This literally impacts everyone's life here today. So I want you to get a copy of the Word, and I want you to look with me to a very dynamic passage of the Scripture found in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 12. And I want to read a series of verses here today. I'm going to read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And we're going to read slowly because this is such a powerful passage. I really want the Word of God lifted up in the house of God. The Bible says in verse 1, "Now concerning what comes from the Spirit, brothers, I do not want you to be unaware, ignorant, unknowledgeable, uninformed. You know that when you were pagans," that means before you came to Christ, "you used to be led off to the idols that could not speak. Therefore, I am informing you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed. And notice this, if you have a way, highlight this in some way in your Bible. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." Dynamic phrase. And we don't need to forget that phrase. Now look at verse 4. "Now there are different gifts," circle that word in your mind, "but the same Spirit." "There are different ministries," circle that word, ministries, "but the same Lord. And there are different activities," circle that in your mind, "but the same God activates each gift in each person." Verse 7, very important to this passage. "A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person." To do what? To produce. Produce what is beneficial. Verse 8, "To one is given a message of wisdom through the Spirit, to another a message of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by one Spirit, to another the performing of miracles, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another different kinds of languages, to another interpretation of languages." Verse 11 is another key verse in understanding the text. But one and the same Spirit is active in all these, distributing to each person as He wills. Verse 12. For the body is one and has many parts. And all the parts of that body, though many, are one body, so is Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. Let me tell you why we believe that the moment you're saved, you are baptized into the Bible, into the body of Christ, into the church. It's because of verse 13. That's why. The moment we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. There's not one, there are not many spirits, there's one Spirit. So the body is not one part, but many. And then I want you to notice one final verse. I want you to notice verse number 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and individual members of it. That pretty well sums it up. You are the body of Christ, and everyone in our uniqueness and specificity and giftedness makes up this body. Let's start with this phrase today, one Spirit, one Spirit. The Spirit gives us Jesus Christ as Lord. He doesn't give us a spirit that is anti what God says. If people say, well, God is leading me, and they're not pointing you to Jesus, God is leading them. Satan's leading them, but God's not leading them. I don't care what their makeup is. You see, Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, always leads you to. He exclusively points you to Jesus, always to Jesus. Anything else leads away from Jesus. Listen, you say, well, I'm not into idols. Listen, anything that ever draws us away from Jesus can become an idol. So the Spirit always leads us to Jesus being Lord. And so today, we wonder at times, can a person just be saved when they want? No, they cannot be saved when they want. You come to Christ when the Spirit of God draws you, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 44. And that very same reality is right here. Because you are pointed to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. So one Spirit, not many, but one. And this same Spirit gives us. What does He give us? I want you to notice this. What does the Spirit give us? He gives us three things that I want to point here in this text. Very simple. And I really want you to focus now for the next 8 minutes because that's what we're going to talk through. And then I'm going to lead you into doing something today. Different gifts. That's what He gives us. Gifts that are diverse and distinct. Gifts that are spiritual endowments, graces that God gives to us. I mean, it's amazing how people have different gifts. And think about this. Grace always precedes every gift. There will be no gift in your life spiritually apart from God's grace. Grace leads to the gifts of the Spirit. But who distributes the gifts? Verse 11, who is that? The Holy Spirit distributes the gifts. The Holy Spirit has a multiplicity of gifts that He has been gifted with, and it's up to Him to determine who gets what gift in the body of Christ. Are you with me? And everybody has gifts. You may not know your gifts, but you have gifts. And then the Bible says He gives us different ministries. He gives us diverse ways to serve and to do ministry. Every layman, every pastor, he has different ministries. She has different, diverse ways to serve. And one of the real keys to the Christian life is learning what your gifts are and knowing how to exercise those gifts in ministry. Well, that's so important. You know, we have what we call the Christ Church School of Ministry. It's for God-called men and women who come and invest a year of their life here in this ministry. And we train them up and we send them out after a year. Caleb, whom you heard sing a moment ago, went through that ministry for a year before he went to Liberty University. Now, when one of the reasons we began that was to help pastors, guys that and girls that God has called to ministry, to navigate toward their ministry that God wants them to go to. That's not easy. Now, when I came to Christ and I got called by the Lord, and when I was 16 years of age, it's pretty easy. I was running a church of 30 to 40, and I mean, hey, all I knew about was the preacher, and he wasn't full time. That wasn't a good deal. I decided I'm going to go all the way. So that's what I became. And you know what? I never had to debate whether God wanted me to be a student pastor or a music pastor. A lot of folks wanted me to go into music because I had this extraordinary gift, but I decided that that was probably not be accurate. But one of the things that ministers are always tempted to do is to be something they're not. You know, we all have people we admire. If we're not careful, we want to do that. I mean, we can do that in the church. Lay people do that. You might see somebody on the stage, you hear somebody sing like Julio, and I mean, he just like blasted, and you say, man, that's what I'm going to do. That's my gift. Well, I'm going to tell you, bro, you ain't got it. You might have it, but you understand, everybody doesn't have that. That's what God has gifted him to do. And then we do it with different activities. That's the third thing the Spirit gives us. That means diverse activities. That's you working and operating in the church. Everybody carries that out differently. Nobody does the same thing. It's not supposed to be that way. You see, what I really want you to picture here is the word diverse, because that's what God does. God, you know, we think we've discovered creativity in our generation. That is hogwash. Let me tell you who discovered creativity. The Creator. He created it all. Pretty creative. Yesterday was a great sunset. This morning was an absolutely gorgeous Sunday. I mean, He created all that. He created the beach. He created the mountains. He created it all. He created you. And you're not alike. Isn't that wonderful? It's interesting, in our staff meeting sometime on Monday, you have 10, 11, 12 people sit around the table, and, you know, something comes up, and typically there's not agreement, you know. I mean, it's a process. That's what leadership does. Leadership takes you to a common goal. Doesn't mean there's vile disagreement. It's just, you know, hey, well, I don't see it that way. I see it's over here. And that's how we get good. And sometimes if we don't listen, we're not very good. But in all that, it's very interesting to see an issue can come up, and one guy will be over here, and he'll be just really prophetic, black and white, and, you know. And about the time he gets it out of his mouth, here's a guy over here with a different gift, and all he wants to do is hug everybody and encourage everybody. You understand what I'm saying? But that's okay. It makes everybody better. It helps everybody have better balance in their life. That's what it means to be in the church. The Bible tells us in verse number 7 that He demonstrates the Spirit. In other words, all this demonstrates the power of the Holy Spirit. And He gives all these gifts to produce something in the church, to produce bringing glory to God, to produce what is beneficial. That means that we do these gifts for the betterment of the church. We don't do our gifts and not be to the betterment of the church. This isn't about bringing glory to ourselves. And so, you know, it's important that we understand that our goal ultimately is this. Everybody here has gifts. You got to discover your gifts. And some of you are using your gifts in the community. You're using your gifts in the corporate world or in private business. You're using them out here with some social club. And all that's wonderful. But God gave you those gifts to use initially in the body of Christ to bring Jesus glory. That's why he gave them to you. And so the key is that we got to find a way, and you got to find a way to get that done in and through your church to lift you up in fulfilling what God wants you to do, but also helping the church be better. Then the Bible talks about this one Spirit again. This one Spirit is mighty in the gifts. He's so powerful. He has ministries. He has gifts. He has activities. And what he does is he distributes them. He looks at the needs in the body, and he distributes them according to need. And then it's God who places us in the body. We read about that a moment ago. Very important verse. I pointed it out to you a moment ago. And it's that verse, number 13. We're all baptized by one Spirit into one body. And then that profound little verse here in verse 14 is only one line. If you're not careful, you run past it and you don't read it. But it's great. So the body is not one, but many. Many. It's God that places us in the body. Verse 27 sums it all up. You are the body. That's who we are. And individual members of that body. If you have been saved and changed by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are an individual member of the body of Jesus Christ. And you do not operate by solo. You operate in the body. That's part of it. I want to give you the big idea of this text today. The big idea is this. God gives different gifts to each person to build up the body of Christ. Different gifts to each person to build up the body of Christ.